I was sitting on the bridge upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, and just thinking I'd be married to one one day, when Kate Flynn caught me eyes. Oh man, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy oh swear, there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. So every man that got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them will say that she'll agree now, you will see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right in the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Also's fate is the father I'd be plaisin'. Sure, I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. Oh, I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazin', and the house I may aim to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture, and the fat stock feeding there, and the hens and the chickens, he may go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them will say that she'll agree now, we'll see now. Says I then now, though I haven't e'er a cow or brass, I've got me share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Oh, I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. Sure, I told her I could never live without her, and wasn't she to say. Oh, she said that I might go and see her father. Sure, I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'd agree now, telling me now. But late last night when the moon was shining bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow, and me gara on tomorrow I'd be married to the girl from Clare.